Welcome to a special Outlet at Home edition. We're Vince and Ashley Thomas, lead pastors of the Outlet Community Church, and we are so excited to come wherever you are in the world today. We have a very special day lined up for you. We're going to go into worship right after our introduction, and we're going to enter into the Word as well as receive Holy Communion. So I want you to get your communion elements ready. On today, we have designed our broadcast to complement whatever your plans are for the weekend. And so invite your friends, invite your family, or if you're traveling with others, invite them around. And we just want to encourage and uplift and build you up on today.
Yeah, we pray that you are having an amazing morning thus far, or amazing evening, wherever you're watching this. And we pray that this broadcast is going to bless you and minister to your heart.
So we're going to pray and go right into the Word, or really worship.
Worship
through the Word. Hallelujah. Get going on today. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for every person who's watching, every person who is listening. God, I'm asking that you be with them. Most importantly today, I sense you, Lord, asking us to rest. And we rest in you. We rest in your love for us. We rest in your provision. Father, there's so much that goes on a week-to-week basis. There's so many questions. Today we're asking, Lord, that you provide clarity through purpose that comes from you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Everyone say.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign. You are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days, they're gone. And I can sing to you this song. I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. Oh, your God.
For you are God,
God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days, they are gone. I can sing to you. Lord, I just want to say that.
Just
wanna tell you.
Just wanna.
and I want to tell you,
Lord, I love you.
I praise you. I bless your name. I just want to say I love you more than in anything.
I remember walking across this yard on what seemed to be a random day, my head down, lost in my own world of issues, like many of you do daily. I'm almost at the center of the yard. I raised my head and Muhammad Ali was walking towards me. Time seemed to slow down as his eyes locked on mine and opened wide. He's raised his fist into a quintessential guard. I was game to play along with him, to act as if I was a worthy opponent. What an honor to be challenged by the GOAT, the greatest of all time, for a brief moment. His face was as serious as if I were Frazier in The Thriller in Manila. His movements were flashes of a past greater than I can imagine. His security let the joke play along for a second before they ushered him away. And I walked away floating like a butterfly. I walked away amused at him, amused at myself, amused at life for this moment that almost no one would ever believe. I walked away light, ready to take on the world. Dynamics of positive and negative seem to exist in extremes.
I told you, I'm the real champion. I told you, I'm the champion of the world. All of you bow.
Throughout ancient times, institutions of learning have been built on top of hills to convey that great struggle is required to achieve degrees of enlightenment. Each of you had your own unique difficulties with the hill. You know, sometimes your grades don't give a real indication of what your greatness might be. You would rather find purpose than a job or a career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history.
But today, Ashley and I want to talk with you about purpose. It's a topic that people are often asking about. Mm-hmm. There have been books written on it. There have been, you know, master classes done on purpose. Yeah. But today we really want to just have a conversation with you around what is your purpose, or rather, we want to provide clarity for you.
Yeah, I feel like when you bring up the word purpose, two things happen. Either you become very excited, right? Like you're the person that knows, you know, God has a plan. I'm in it. I'm for it. Then there's the other half of people that get very in condemnation about, well, I don't know if I'm really doing it or not, right? And so I pray that today will bring you a lot of healing and a lot of comfort in what the Lord has to say on purpose and clarity.
Now, you know, I'm going to have to bust you out today.
What you going to say?
All right. So just earlier this week, Ash and I celebrated 14 years of dating. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up today is because how we actually became a couple.
Oh, that's a funny story.
So, Ash and we actually talked as friends 2 weeks prior to us being official. But we became official.
You became official.
Because I'm talking to Ash on the phone, and out the blue, she says, "So, what is this?"
Well, it was a good question. And if you're a woman, you want to define terms and ask what it is so that you're not confused about anything. I thought it was a great question.
It caught me off guard. Because
but did you answer, though?
You got to catch yourself. So I was trying to catch myself because I didn't expect her to come out the blue. I was enjoying just having a casual conversation with her. Being able to call her every night, being able to talk on the phone. You know, no big commitment.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's the key word right there, ladies. Commitment.
In the words of my wife, don't do me. And so she came out the blue and said, what is this? Mm-hmm. In essence, what my wife was asking is, I want clarity to this relationship. And what purpose does is it brings clarity to our life.
And I think that's a question that God doesn't mind us asking him. Mm. Like, Lord, what is this? What is this season? What is this career? What is this? What is this for me? Am I to go through with this? Am I to leave this alone? What is this? And I think God loves those questions, because that's in what Proverbs 3:5, us acknowledging him and leaning on him for the answer.
And I think just as this week has progressed, as you know, just maybe in the last week, we saw the tragic passing of Chadwick Boseman. And to understand that from the time that he received the information, the news that he had colon cancer, to the time in which he transitioned, what he was able to accomplish, as we've been able to go back and kind of look and listen to different interviews and the different projects that he made, we realized that that man was on a mission. And with that same mind, I actually went into scripture and looked at individuals who were on the tail ends of their life, one being Paul. And I wanted to look at some of his words. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 24, we'll be reading from verse 24 all the way to verse 27 in New Living Translation. It says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So he simply says, so run to win.
Amen.
Verse 25, all athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we run this race of life for an eternal prize. Verse 26. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm just not shadow boxing, or I'm just not going through the motions, or I'm just not doing a bunch of Christian service or a bunch of good things.
Amen.
Everything is intentional. In verse 27, I discipline my body, my life, like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified.
Strong words.
So Paul, in his ending time, was sending us some wisdom to help us to reach clarity, to define our steps, to define what it is that we want in this life.
Yeah, and when we think about prize and what that really means to us, you know, I don't think Paul was wrapped up into means. I don't think he was wrapped up into a lot of earthly material or earthly things. I think he really, at the end of your life, you come to what's important to you.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And I think whatever that purpose is that God's given you, it should transcend you. It should be beyond you. It should pass you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I love what Paul says here. Such strong words, but he's saying, so I myself might not fall into the trap of the earthly things and the worldly things, but Lord, what is it that you put me on this earth for?
But you mentioned a good point about purpose, that it has so many different fronts or facets.
Oh,
and purpose is multifaceted. And I want to give you three questions to kind of serve as a test for clarity or clarifying what is my purpose, whether it's in your life, whether it's in your business, whether it's you directly, like, you know, I'm on this earth. Why am I here? What is my purpose? I want to give you three questions that are going to help you. Number one, when it comes to your purpose, is it specific?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, is it selfless? And number three, and here's the big one, is it for the greater good of the collective?
So I said it passes you, right? Like it transcends you. And it goes into others. And I think when you look into selflessness and you start to go in that vein, that's where Christ was. And even at the end of his life, he said a lot of words that were so selfless in what he said. But it was beautiful, a reminder that everything we do in this earth, I don't care how successful it looks to others, was it pleasing God?
Well, let's drill down even further, because with Jesus, I love that he gave us a model. He gave us a blueprint. The latter half of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, it talks about, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, or through his power, through his might. Not that he may be, but through his might, through his power, he'll destroy the works of the devil. And I want you all to get this main point, that when it comes to purpose, purpose is not what we do for the world. It's who we're created to be in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to give God glory. Really simple. Revelation 4 and 11 talks about God has created all things. They were created by him, but also they were created for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of thinking like, okay, I know I want to do this. I know I want to do that. I know I want to be this type of person. I know I want to have this type of influence. But we have to anchor it on the main goal as to why we have our gifting. And that is to give God glory.
And that's such a good point. Being, it's who we are created to be. We're created to be with God. And I want to encourage someone out there that says, you know, I've messed up, right? Like, I've done too many mistakes. I don't know how God could use this, right? I don't know how God could use me. But it's in being with God that you can do more. And I think we think if we can do more, then that means we're being with God. But no, it's the other way around. We have to be with God. And through us being with him, he'll make you what you need to do, right? He'll make it to where you don't have to think about putting effort in it, or it won't come with toil. It will literally just, you'll just be walking in it because you were with him and you were able to let him chart out your path.
And purpose is such a critical topic that needs to be addressed, because in every area of our life, the rubric as to, is this God's will? Because that's the question, like, Lord, is this your will or is it my will? Because the only thing that divides between the spirit and the soul is the word of God. So our feelings can tell us, and we could feel strongly about something, but if it cannot be confirmed through quality time with God, then it's not something that we need to have in our life. So everything that we do, every relationship, listen to me, Linda, every relationship that you have in your life, it needs to be filtered through, is this magnifying or is this making God bigger or is it making us bigger? In your business, is what I'm doing, is my decision the result of me wanting to gain more fame, or do I want God to have more fame? We really have to examine our motive, because as we're on a quest for personal things, we end up having so much activity but no fruit to show for it.
And activity doesn't mean productivity. You know, and I've learned that. I've learned it in my life. I can be busy doing things, but is this what the Lord wanted me to do? And if it's not, then I was just busy. I was just busy doing nothing, going nowhere. It's like the right on the hamster wheel. But I want to also say this, because I think purpose, sometimes we think, well, it's black or white, right? We think, well, it's this and it's not this. I want to give that person out there that's saying, I thought it was black and white, but it looks a little bit more gray. I want to encourage you, explore the gray.
That's right.
Explore the gray areas. Sometimes it's not sunshine and it's not raining, but you got to dance in the rain, right? Like you got to do things. You got to go through things to get to your next step.
Yeah.
And so I really want us to be in prayer just about, oh, and I heard that, Lord. Purpose is formed in prayer. That's where it's formed. As you pray things out, you'll start walking in things and he'll start showing you more things. And as you start, and some of these things may be tough, but y'all, they're going to be so worth it, because the lessons you're going to learn on the way. When you get to where you're going, you're going to be so grateful that God brought you that route, because nobody could have weaved that like he did. And it's going to be just in time for what you need.
And I want to kind of give an illustration to how purpose looks in our overall life and how we carry it out. It's almost like being a package. We are a package sent to this earth by God. But on that package is an actual destination. On that package is a place in which it is to go. There may be different stops along the way, but overall, there is an address to your final destination or destiny. What happens is, without us gaining clarity, we will allow situations and people to open the package before it gets to where it's supposed to be. Hear me when I say this, you have the goods, you have giftings, you are a gift walking, living, breathing. But if you will not spend the time to, as my wife said, explore the gray, you're gonna let people, you're gonna let organizations, you're gonna let things open up the package that God sent you on this earth to be for the final destination that he sent you to be at. And so it's important that in the stops along the way, that you understand that I have an ultimate destiny, and it transcends this assignment. It transcends this moment. And this purpose is the ultimate reason for why I'm created. You can try to run from your purpose. You can try to hide from your purpose.
That was Jonah. Y'all remember Jonah?
That's right. But in the end, you are going to do what it is that you were wired on here to do.
So I have a question for those of you who are, you know, at home and are in the car and they're wondering, how do I know if I'm in my purpose? Mm. What would you say to those people?
It's a similar question that I asked, kind of in, you know, my wife and I, we took some time to just reflect and to mm-hmm. rest and just allow God to pour back into us. Yeah. And I was having the same question, like, am I fully walking out my purpose? Well, first mm-hmm. and foremost, purpose is a journey.
Amen.
You're going to be unfolding this journey for the rest of your life. Every breath that you have is just another layer being revealed in your life. But the Lord also said, Vince, your biggest issue is that you're trying to hold on and you're trying to deliver your own outcomes. Mm-hmm. And so he said, I want you to stop controlling and start obeying, and you'll walk in what you're created to do. He said, the more you control, the less you obey. But the more you obey, the less control that you have. And in our mind, we have a certain way that we think sometimes things ought to be,
yeah.
ought to look, and how they're going to happen and come. But God each wants us to say, you know what? I am not the king of my own life. I'm not the king of my own house. In fact, I'm a steward. And this life is but a vapor and a gift given to us by God. So, Lord, I surrender it
Amen.
To you. But I want to encourage you that, you know, when you start actually taking steps toward your purpose, it's going to look like you're walking backwards.
Hmm.
You see, steps of purpose often look like I'm moving in the other direction. It's like I'm running
backwards.
I'm not running toward. But instead of you viewing life like I'm going backwards, I want you to understand that you're actually growing deeper.
Mm.
And it's those roots that are going to be necessary to weather the storms that come through your purpose. Because as we've yeah. said in messages prior to today, that we pray for what we want, but what we don't pray for sometimes are the challenges that come in getting what we want.
Yeah, we often don't like the process. I will say, and the process mm-hmm. is not always glorious. Well, it's got glory on it, but it doesn't always feel good. And I think, as you were saying, growing deeper, and I think people say, well, how do you grow deeper? That's simply just being with God at that point.
Yeah.
He's going to take you deeper to make you grow more and grow further. And I think before you have progress, you're going to seem like, as you said, you're going backwards, but you're really growing deeper. So before the progress comes, and that's so funny. I think sometimes we think progress is what we can see.
Mm.
And that's so not it. Progress starts on the inside Ooh. Where no one can see.
Ooh.
And as you continue to walk along, it becomes something that becomes so very evident to everyone who's watching.
Mm.
And you're like, you sit back and go, well, amen, Lord. I don't even know how I got here and how all this formed. But you were spending time with him and he was planting you, forming you, shaping you. So that when you came out where you needed to be.
Because in your matriculation through your purpose, God is developing character the entire time.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me tell you, I want you right now to give me some hearts. I want you right now to put it in the comments. Thank you, Lord, for my hidden seasons. Come on,
Amen.
I want to just right now praise God for the moments and the seasons where I was fussing about. I'm not out there like I think I should be. I'm not prominent as I thought I'd be at the moment. But God was hiding us in the cleft of the rock to work on the hidden areas
Amen.
Of our life and in our heart to strengthen us
yes.
for the road ahead. And so we ought to praise God for those hidden seasons in our life
Amen.
Because he's so good. But I want to close with a pro tip today because you can feel like, you know, I'm just stuck or it seems foggy. I need clarity. Here's a pro tip to regain the clarity necessary to carry out your purpose. Do what you know to do.
Yes. This is such a practical but profound statement. I've met many people, and even I used to do this. I would wait until I knew everything before I did anything.
Guilty.
right? And so I'd be like, okay, so what's step one? Okay, now what's step five? And what's step seven? And then I would have to know the whole picture, but that's often not how God works. Mm-hmm. He often shows you the next step, and then he waits. Right. Until we do the next step. I'm reminded of Abraham. He says, I'm going to go to a place where I'm going to show you.
Go somewhere, and I'm going to show you when you get there.
And it's just like, I'm leaving my family. I'm putting myself in Abraham's shoes. He had to leave everybody to go to a place where God was going to show
him. I'm going
to
show you, but I want you to look like a fool.
Right.
Leave everything. And then I'm going to show you when you get there.
But it was in full dependence.
That's it.
That everything began to manifest for Abraham and his family.
Yeah.
His immediate family. Yeah. So I believe out of everything in purpose, God just wants your trust. God wants you fully dependent on him so that when you have, he has your heart, he can start paving things out for you. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be. And God's going to make you do.
And before Christ ascended into heaven, after he rose from the dead, Matthew 28 and verse 19, we call it the Great Commission.
Yes.
But the phraseology, as we've talked about in some messages before, I want to bring that phraseology back up to go in line with what you were just saying. In verse 19, he says, therefore, go and make disciples, or go ye into all the world, in the New King James. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean just a one time. You need to move forward.
The
Greek actually renders it better this way, where it says, therefore, as you're going. So going back to the test we gave, as you're going to carry out that you're created in the image of God to bring God glory, that his purpose for your life is going to be specific, it's going to be selfless, and it's going to provide something that's positive for the greater good. You're going to be able to make disciples or others that you're going to take in and help with your purpose.
Yes.
And I love what he said in verse 20. You're going to teach these new disciples to obey all the commandments I've given you. And here's what we want to rest in with this and get as we talk about clarity. And be sure of this. Be sure of this. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And as we prepare our hearts right now for communion, I want to pray with anyone out there today who may be experiencing some fog right now.
Mm.
You're unsure. My wife, she recently has taken up golf. And it has been a joy to watch her embrace this sport. And not too long ago, we were out on the course, and as she started, I mean, her form and everything was great. She was driving the golf ball. She was hitting extremely well. But as we got toward the end of the round, her form and everything, it was right, but she wasn't hitting it as strong. And so she was finding herself a little frustrated that the ball wasn't going as far as it was when she first started. And one thing that I don't know if you remember me telling you this, I said, babe, what's important is to know that as you're going, sometimes you get fatigued. And when you get fatigued, if you don't know that it's fatigue pulling at you, you'll begin to doubt the good that you've already accomplished.
Yes.
And so I believe that some of you out there, you're doubting yourself, but it's not because you don't have the goods. It's because you're tired.
Yes.
And I think that this is a season. This is a moment. If you only have today, if you only have these couple hours before you got to get back to something, make the most of the moments you have to allow God to pour back into you.
Amen.
And I want to pray with you today for clarity. And I want you to let me know if I can pray with you throughout the week just for clarity and next steps and purpose. Or for those who may have not accepted Christ, their Lord and Savior, there's some information coming up on the screen. And I want to pray with you, and we want to pray for you today. So Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you. You are so wonderful and awesome. Thank you for allowing us to spend these moments in this time talking about clarity and the clarity that comes from doing what you called us to do. Father, if there are those who are doubting, am I really called? Did you really put me on this earth for a reason? The fact that they're breathing, Lord, may you remind them that you have a specific assignment that most importantly heightens who you are in their lives. But it's going to bring them extreme fulfillment. We thank you for these things. Thank you. Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you prayed with me, today. There's a number that's coming up on the screen, 770-667-4899. Just simply text, "I prayed with you," 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We get the notifications when the texts come in, and we'll be sure to follow up with you and pray with you as well. But at this moment, I'm going to ask that you go get your communion elements, prepare your heart, and we are going to receive Holy Communion on today.
You've been so good to me. You've been so kind. You've been so loving, ever faithful.
Receive Holy Communion because I believe during this time we need to be reminded of the covenant that we have with God. And so if you have, whether it's your crackers, whether it's your cookies, whether it's your actual communion elements, bread and juice, I'm going to ask that you gather them as we receive Holy Communion today. The scriptures that I often reference are in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 29. And those scriptures reference Paul is being and reminding the church of Corinth of the Last Supper, where Christ gave of his body and shed his blood to ratify the covenant, the new covenant that we walk in today. Listen, a covenant is stronger than a contract. If you go back on a covenant, you're to be put to death. And that's why, as we read at the end of the message where Jesus was saying in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, he said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Listen, you may feel alone. You may feel like things aren't working like they should. But in the midst of those feelings, I want to invite you to become aware of Jesus right now with you where you are, to help you, to strengthen you. If you're experiencing symptoms of sickness and disease in your body, if you could reach your hands toward the screen, if you're stationary, not driving, of course, but if you're stationary, reach your hands toward the screen. And I want to get an agreement with you for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. It's by his body, it's by his blood that he said that he sent his word and healed every single one of their diseases and infirmities. Right now, the power of God is going wherever you are. The power of God is present with you to heal, to set free, to deliver, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental. God, you are the healer, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And with that, He not only gave us his word, but he also showed us in actions. And so we partake today of the bread, which represents the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, gather your juice, which represents the blood of Jesus. Satan is the accuser of the brethren, meaning he is constantly throwing darts, saying what you can't do, mm-hmm. saying what God doesn't want you to have, what God doesn't want you to do. God's not trying to talk to you. Mm-hmm. He's against you. But Jesus shed his blood for you to have a perfect relationship.
And that blood gives you access. His blood gives you access. It's what he did, not what you did, but what he did that gives us full access and full authority to not only declare the word of God over our life, but to believe it and expect it and receive it.
Amen. And so what we want to do right now is we just want to partake and receive of the juice, which represents the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your body, for shedding your blood, for making the covenant with us. Father, you made a covenant with your people, and you will not go back on that oath. So we believe in the miraculous. We believe in your power. We believe in your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to thank you for being a part of this special edition of The Outlet at Home. Next weekend, we have an exciting weekend planned, so you want to get ready for this. For those who are looking to expand your leadership capacity, the Outlet Leadership Institute, we're going to have an orientation on next Saturday at 10 a.m. from 10 to roughly 12 noon. And if you're interested in finding more about the Outlet Leadership Institute, which is a fully accredited as well as affordable leadership institute, we would love to have you. My wife and I are going to be the primary instructors for this first year, and we look forward to really pouring our hearts into this cohort. In our information meetings, we've had people from all over the country take part in what God is doing here at the Outlet. And so you don't have to be a member of our church to be a part of the Leadership Institute. It's our heart to strengthen the body, and that's going to be on next Saturday and next Sunday, September 13th. We are having another Meet the Family event, which means I want to see
your face,
all y'all, on Zoom next Sunday. It's our way to check in. Yeah. I'm really, really, really missing you all and looking for some creative ways for us to gather and to see each other. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to sharing these updates with you, as well as how we're going to be moving forward in the coming days as we progress throughout the rest of 2020. Also, some of you all may have seen that we have brought on our first executive director. So we are so excited
about her.
welcome Diana King officially to the team. She's been a tremendous asset. She, her husband Brian, their son Bryce have been a part of our Outlet family from the very beginning.
I think Bryce was the first baby that we dedicated
our
church when we first opened.
All that history is all wrapped up in the one. And so we thank God for how the Outlet Community Church is continuing to expand. I am so excited about what God is doing in this season.
Yes.
You want to be back next week. We're starting a brand new series called Hidden Blessings.
It's going to be good.
Listen, I'm ready. So God bless you. We love you. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
Yes.
May the Lord keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Mm-hmm. Shalom, shalom. Get ready for the best week of your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
God bless.